Yeah, obviously it's an exciting game, not just for the players but for everyone at the club.
Down here at Bramall Lane as well, the crowd on a midweek under the lights, it's a special place to be, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, hopefully we get as many fans here as possible. I think it's predicted about 24,000, 25,000, so that will make the atmosphere amazing. We had a few cup games last year, obviously the atmosphere, it made you want more, and obviously hopefully we can get them through the gate again tomorrow and give them something to cheer for.
How much of an impact did Bramall Lane have then in that run that you had last season?
Oh, massive. Obviously we played quite a few games here in that cup run, especially to get to the semi-final when we played Charlton here, and Forest the game before that, the atmosphere was unbelievable, and I think that was a big driving part. I think both of those teams had chances earlier on in the game, but the crowd got behind us and really backed us. So.
How much does that run last year give you confidence this year as well to be able to take on the likes of West Ham, who you've already knocked out, now Southampton as well?
Yeah, definitely. I think we're thriving on the underdog against these big teams because it does force them to play a bit more. And it suits us. We are a counter-attacking team that defends well. So it does play to our strengths as well. So hopefully we can use that.
It's a difficult mentality, isn't it, going into a game like this? Because you don't want to sit defensive, but you know you're coming up against some real talent in the Southampton side.
They are in the Premier League for a reason. And they're high up in that league as well. They're doing well. Obviously, they're off the back of four losses at the moment, which means that it could be a wounded animal coming to pick on some prey. But no, we're all excited. I can only talk about myself as a player and that. And this is the games that you play football for and the moments that you relish.
Are you hoping that they rest some players, or would you want to face a full strength Southampton side?
Either way, they're a Premiership team. Even if they do rest some players, it's going to be a full strength team. from what we're used to in League One and that the comparison isn't there. You know what I mean? Premier League standard is what it is for a reason. So
you were the hero against West Ham in this competition earlier on in the campaign. What does it take, and what do you take from that match coming into this one? Because you've already knocked out a Premier League side. What do you take from that?
Just the way that we defended as a team. We actually fought hard to win that game, and we got ourselves right into it. First half, I would say that they did dominate the possession and the chances and stuff. But second half, I thought we had a right go at them. And extra time, I thought we was going to nick it before the penalties anyway. And I think the momentum that we did have in the extra time, that helped us in the penalties. I did feel like during the extra time that we were going to win it anyway.
Do you get that feeling now?
Every game is different. You've got to take each game as it comes. It's all cliches and that, yeah. But it's true. You just don't know what Southampton team will turn up tomorrow.
How important is it to stay in the game for as long as possible? You obviously need to have a good start, don't you? A strong start.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, hopefully they come out playing and we play to our strengths and we defend well. We frustrate them and make them, their own fans, get on top of them. And that's hopefully what we can use. They're used to big crowds anyway, so that won't frighten them. And hopefully the pitch plays a part as well. Cup games, literally anything can happen and anyone can make mistakes, but anyone can be a hero.
And it's a place in a semi-final for grabs as well. It is tantalisingly close, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And you've got to remember, we are a League One club as well. So even just to get this far in this competition, it's an amazing achievement. Obviously, when the draw was made, we were delighted to get a Premier League club because you always want to test your wits and your skills against the best in the business.
And there's quite a few young players in your side at the moment now. You're one of the more senior heads as well. Will you be passing on a few words of wisdom?
Called senior. I'm only 28. But yeah, obviously, from the experiences I've had in my career and that, and the games that we've had, especially last year, hopefully I can help. And I always try and do that anyway and try and be a bit more experienced, yeah.
And I guess the fans are going to be the big key part as well, aren't they, tomorrow night? You've mentioned them early, 25,000.
Yeah, hopefully. Obviously, they play their part. And you can't underestimate how much that does help sometimes. And when you see the turnout that we can get, it makes you want to play well for them as well.
And you're coming up against some real firepower as well. As a goalkeeper yourself, you're coming up against some top-class forwards.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, they play in the Premiership and they are near the top of the Premiership for a reason. That they've got goals throughout their team. I think even their two fullbacks have got a few goals between them this season. So I've got to be at my best.